I think we're here. Yeah, we are here. Okay. Hopefully I didn't confuse everybody. What the hell's going on here now? Oh, come on. Anyway, I had to make a correction on the, Rumble. That's why I'm a little late. I had everything set up and I decided to get a little head start on things. And for some reason, it didn't work. Okay, everyone's here. We got French is in, I think they're in Rumble. Yeah, Rumble. We got Sean, Esty Rolani, Miguel, Sherry something, Sherry Johnson. Okay, we're all there. Okay, okay, okay. All right, nobody's made it to the stream yard yet. Again, I hope I didn't screw up everybody. Tonight's show, we're going to be all over the place. Hold on. We're going to be in a variety of different venues tonight because there's so much that's going on. It's kind of hard to just nail one thing. You know, it's just really hard to nail one thing in regarding to what's happening. You know, the I got the show going, and as I was doing the show, things were increasing more and more and more and more. So anyway, let me get my notes here. Let me start off with the show. Okay, we start off with the Another Day in Paradise. There's a triangle testimony. In this testimony, you're going to see someone who's had a severe condition that through medical wasn't getting anything done. Okay, Selma there, Sherry. Okay. I'm listening from Quebec. Oh, from Quebec. Hey. You know those French in Quebec, eh? We have one here from Alberta. French 333. He's a traitor. anyway, welcome to the show. They used a triangle. They had a leg injury apparently, and it was infected all the way up to the hip or whatever. And what wound up happening was they're talking about amputation. And they're just a corrupt as English politicians. Oh, listen, we're from Canada. We know you can't trust any of them. You know, it doesn't matter who you're talking to. And there is no vote. I'm going to talk about that too, you know, later on in the show, covering that venue as well. We have no vote. We have no vote. The concept that we have freedom, that's bullshit. If we're so effing free, then why were they forcing us to take these jabs? And if we didn't take these jabs, they were going to take away your privileges. That's not freedom. That's a dictatorship, right? Quebec sounds brutal during... oh, yeah. Oof. Well, you saw what happened to that family in Christmas, right? They supposedly had one person more than they should have. And the cops came in like they were terrorists. Are you effing kidding me? You know, are you kidding me? You know, family, it terrified that family. They just fucking freaked them out. And the cops weren't wearing no mask when they went into the place either. That was all bullshit. It's like I said, we don't have any freedom in Canada. That's all bullshit. You know, we had freedom in Canada. It was in Gatineau, yeah. If we had freedom in Canada, like we have real freedom in this country, then we should have been able to make a choice on our own whether we wanted to take this bioweapon, which a lot of us didn't do. And then we wouldn't have been ostracized for not choosing their choice. Freedom in Canada is you're free as long as you kiss their ass. That's what freedom means in Canada. And as far as the vote goes, it ain't going to matter who's going in. We've heard now, right, about Trudeau. And he's going to re-equip the military. So by 2026, the military will be fully equipped. That means we got till 2026 to have a revolution in Canada before they're fully equipped. Because that means when they're fully equipped, they're going to turn the military against the Canadian people. That's what that's saying. It ain't going to matter if Paul Vera wins or not. That's what will happen. You know, Paul Vera is always talking about the gatekeepers are keeping us from, you know... it isn't working. What the hell? Why isn't it working? Of course, it's not working. Okay, so anyone that's in Rumble, there's the link. I have no idea why the bloody thing isn't working. I tell people I'm allergic and therefore am part of the control group in this experiment. Mayor Gatineau quit a month ago. She said she didn't want her name associated with what was coming. Yeah, well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. They are going to re-equip the armed military, and they're going to use the new equipment to target Canadians. Paul Bear is already saying that the gatekeepers are keeping Canada from expanding and growing. What he's basically saying is the gatekeepers that we have, those who are controlling the regulations about Canada, are keeping the Canadian content Canadian. If we remove the gatekeepers, we may as well kiss Canada goodbye, bring down the flag, and send up the WHO flag or the WEF flag or whatever the fucking flag they got there. That's what that means. That's all bullshit, too. Total bullshit. You saw the little ditty there with Peterborough saying they weren't going to go along. You know what's going to happen there. The one I just put in here now, I just clicked on the thing. I wish they would make this a little simpler. That we could keep the same freaking link. Okay, this is the link I've got. That's the link I've got right now. Okay, you're there. Hold on. See, you came in through. I forgot to turn that one on. Shit, Twitter. Like I said, there's so many switches and buttons you got to hit before you can get the show going here. Okay, so now Twitter's on. Hopefully, people can find that one. Okay. So, okay, Twitter's on, Twitch is on, old-fashioned. Okay, you're in. We've become North America mega. No, I don't think so. I think what's going to happen in North America, they're going to fragment it. They're going to break it up into four or five parts. I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to break the West and Northwest as one region, the Central region, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, maybe Alberta. Quebec, Ontario will be a region. Quebec and maybe Labrador will be another region. And then you got Newfoundland and the Eastern Seaboard. I think that's what they're going to do. They can't govern a country. There's no way they can govern a fucking country. It's just bullshit. Okay, cool.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
The link that you sent out in the email is not the link that you just gave me in Twitch.
Yeah, Twitch, really? That's not right either?
The one in Twitch is good. That's one I just came into StreamYard on. But okay. There wasn't the one that went out in the email. That's not that one.
Well, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. So that's why nobody's here.
That's why no one's here. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I just opened up the Twitch now, another Twitch. So they should be able to get there if you're there. So, okay. Yeah, you think they would make this so if you are going to open up a show that these links would stay live every time you opened up the show. Every time you open them up, they're changing, right? So sometimes they're the same and sometimes they're not. So I clicked them on. So I thought I'd get a head start. And it looks like that didn't backfire. Okay. They want, they want unhindered movement of goods and people. Rosa Kerr said they would get rid of the borders. Yeah, I think that's, but I think they're still going to fragment it. They can't govern Canada now. Canada's too regionalized. You go to the east, they have no effing clue of the reality of Canada. You go to the west, they have a whole different reality there. So they're worried about, the gays and the whole gender bender and gender neutral and all that bullshit. The pronoun people. They're so worried about their fucking pronouns over there. They don't give a fuck about the country. No, the country can go to hell in a handbasket. Country can be eaten up by China or the WEF or anybody else that comes along. The next one that's going to eat up Canada is going to be India. Migrants are becoming Canadian military now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, the migrants are going to be sent to Ukraine. They're going to wipe them out over there. The purple lights are all along Jacques Cartier Street, Trudeau's backyard. Well, maybe it'll do them some good. Maybe the 7G will, you know, straighten the boy out. Maybe he'll figure out when he looks down below his waist of what he really is. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe. He might be gender neutral. Who knows? Welcome to Canada, eh? I start off with the sky. Have you guys noticed the sky lately, how it's been harped more since they've done their experiment? Have you noticed that? We're getting people contacting from all over the U.S. and Canada showing me pictures of the sky and the harping of the sky and the waves that are up there. You notice that? Have you noticed that more? Like I said, you know, we're going to be in a resonance, total resonance. We're just going to have a good old time. You know, we're going to see our countries die, rot from the inside out. You know, it's just another day in paradise. What can we say here? You know, it seems like the kill switch is still going and going. Rosa Curry said they will get rid of the border. Oh, yeah, we just read that. Oh, here we go. I can't post comments to the same destination. You should have a box below where you can type in, eh? Okay, maybe that's no message. Oh, there's no message. Yep, okay. The purple lights are on the lawn. Okay, yep. So, you know. Oh, Canadan. That's my favorite song. Can a dun dun dun? Can a dun dun dun? Can a dun? Can a dun? Can a dun dun dun? Done. Finished. You know, completely. Get back to my notes here because there was a lot here. Let's see. Yeah, basically, there's going to be an Instagram link where you can actually see the harping all over the place. You know, and then you have to wonder. Okay, there looks like a sun up there. Is it the sun, or is it the 300 plus suns that are up there? Now, these are the questions you got to start asking these days. Like, what is up in the sky? What is really up there? Why are we firing frequencies up into the sky all the time? Is it because we need to charge the technology that's already sitting up there? I mean, this is just a wild guess. I'm not saying it's the case, but, you know, is it because, there we go. There's Setsa. He made it. They are chemtrailing way more now as well. Yep. There's 128 embassies in Ottawa. You can be sure they are going to lock that down. I think they'll have the upgraded military there, UN peacekeeping troops, and maybe that's what he means by upgrading the military. Maybe they're going to bring in more UN peacekeeping troops because he's basically handing over Canada to the United Nations. It's going to be the first country that's going to be basically kissing ass to a foreign entity by allowing that foreign entity to run the country. You know, we're not going to win this fighting within the system. I don't see how that's going to work. Everybody's talking about, you know, do this and do that and send this petition, that petition. All these fucking politicians are all part of the New World Order. So I don't see how that's going to make a difference one way or the other. If anything, they're just going to get your name and number, find out where you are. That's my thought on it. Tony, it's me, Patty from Texas. You're glad I finally found you now. I get to listen to you again. Okay, cool. Now here, clear blue skies. Agreed. Massive chemtrail here. Yeah. You know, this bullshit about we're going to talk nice to the politicians so they can, you know, you know, listen to us. Natives haven't got a clue as to, no, I just talked, we just talked to Karen McDowell, Klan's mother. They're in La La Land. You know, they were easy. They were already beat down by the RCMP, right, for, 100 years. So now all they did was give them a cell phone, television, some money. The chiefs all lined up on the treaty deal, right? They got $800 million or almost $1 billion. Natives have been sold out again. There's going to be less natives now than there were before. So it's not going to change. And what they did to the natives, what they've done to the natives in Canada, they're now going to do to the Europeans. Okay. We're not going to see any changes in this country. We're not going back to a mock democracy. We're being sold out. Back in 221, there were reports of military rounding them up to get them. Yep, exactly. And some of the natives have also stated what they went through for the last 100 years. Now it's going to happen to the mainstream. And I see that happening. You know, whatever white privilege we had, which wasn't really a whole lot, if there was any privileges, are now going to be even less, more restrained. 80% of Canadian natives are injected with Moderna. Yay, Moderna! Ooh! The bioweapons factory in Quebec. Oh, Canada. Time to exit the Commonwealth. May not be a bad idea. Maybe we should all go to the BRICS countries, you know. Take our money while it's still worth something. Because by next year, right? By next June, the banks are going to close in Canada. So I kind of wonder what the frickin' money is going to be worth next year. So I have to get back to Canada. I'm going to be looking at it for the next 2 weeks. I may miss a show or two because I'll just do the show from wherever I'm going to be. But I got to look at, you know, what I'm going to do with what little I have to keep that from being swallowed up by the system. You know, I was watching. Remember, I did a thing on Gaddafi a little while ago. Well, hey, Susie, how you doing? Have you ever heard of Jem? Yeah, that's a little bit of a hit and miss, that stuff. Come to my area, Tony. Sherry, why would I go to Canada? If I go to Canada, the Bill C-63 or 36, I forget which one it is, the moment I open my mouth and talk this shit, I'm talking about Canada, they'll throw away the fucking key. You'll never even see me again. I'll be like a vapor. You know, C-63. We've lost our, the freedom of speech is pretty much all but gone in Canada. All these so-called truthers you're going to see out, they're all going to disappear one by one. They're going to have to relocate elsewhere. They're going to have to go to either U.S. or some other country that speaks English. And they're going to have to set up a network in Iceland or some other country that's neutral. Because the bill they're passing, if you're on a platform and you say something, some shit about Canada, you know, that they don't like, and America will probably follow suit too. So I don't see any big deal about America here at all. In fact, I don't see any real reason to come down here. If there's no, whatever advantage there was, that all was but gone. I'm a hairdresser, Tony. I'll disguise you. Yeah, that might work. Get some falsies, those big gigantic falsies with those big boob things, long hair, you know. Yeah, there you go. By the way, where are you at now, or is it a secret? No, I'm in Arizona, the land of stupid. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous down here. I have never seen shit like I've seen here. It's unbelievable. And it's more of a police state than the one I just left. Go figure. Blue hair is very popular. Yeah, I won't have to worry about getting lasered. I'll just walk down the street and everything else would be burning around me. And I'll be perfectly safe because I got my blue hair on. I love the wrong stream yard to my... Yeah, I know. Hold on. See if that worked. Come on. Hey, try that, Karen. Can you see it? Poor Tony. Tony will live eating prison food for life. No, not me. I'm not eating shit. Guys like me hit the fence or hit the wall. We just don't see it coming. Or we see it, we don't give a shit, one or the other. It's just how it works. You know, with the amount of awareness I have and the amount of things I see that needs to be done, you'd have to be with a pretty committed group to pull stuff off, because there's going to be a lot of shit that would have to be done in order to preserve yourself. Not to take over, just to preserve yourself. You know, when we're seeing that bullshit in the Middle East for, 80 fucking years, there's been nothing but strife over there. Okay, that could have been all cleared up. But they didn't want to clear it up. They did not want to clear it up. Okay, I'm doing a thing about Gaddafi. Okay, and when you look at the... didn't she get the StreamYard link? Hold on a second here. What? It didn't come through. Okay. There's the StreamYard link, just in case. Oh, man. Sorry about that. I'm sorry you guys didn't get the links. You should have got them. Susie, did you get your link? Or did you get the email? Because you weren't getting them before. Is this okay? There we go.
Did you get
it? Right, you made it, Karen. You're here.
Thank you.
I thought okay, because when I type in this chat box, it usually goes into Rumble. And I thought, why? You know, you didn't. You must not have got it. Who's here? Does French make it here, or just he disappeared? All right, so we're here. Everyone's here. Okay, so where was I at? Okay, Gaddafi. There's a video about him. And when you actually watch this video, and I posted this in the Substack, if you want to see what a real democracy was, because they destroyed it, okay, well, if you want to see what a real democracy was, go look at that video and go read his green book. The guy was... The electricity in the country was free. The education was free. The medical was free. Everybody in Libya had a house to live in. Imagine that. Imagine that could be done in America. $20 billion is all it would take. 700 billionaires in America, and not one of them can afford $3 billion each. Imagine that. Imagine, and I think it'd probably be about... one-tenth the cost, probably about the same, because the cost of everything is so much fucking higher here. But imagine that. That could be all rectified. He was rectifying it. Not only was he fixing his own country, he was helping the rest of Africa become independent of France and the United States. Imagine that. And they had him all on board to get into this sort of isolated group to, again, free Africa. And they bombed them. That bullshit Reagan pulled was such bullshit, you know, dropping missiles all over the place and destroying the country. They do not want Africa free, period. And it's the same in Canada. They don't want us to be free. If we actually took our country, not the WEF, our country, and we actually built an infrastructure, there wouldn't be anybody in Canada that would be poor today or would have to rely on any fucking government service. Wouldn't need it. They don't want it. They do not want us to have that autonomy here. They do not want us to be able to access our resources. They do not want us to be able to have that prosperity that every Canadian is entitled to. They don't want it. They did the same thing in the United States. They took the prosperity and the autonomy away from Americans. Same shit. They've had a leech attached to the U.S. and Canada, country in the Middle East, two triangles, been leeching the lifeblood out of these countries. And it's been going on forever, for the last 80 years. So, like I said, when you actually watch that, you'll get a good idea what a real democracy would have been like. They destroyed it. They destroyed it. France and the United States got together and they destroyed it. And China was involved with that shit too. So we don't have a say per se. You can bitch all you want, but nothing's going to change. It's going to go whatever way they want it to go. You know, they wiped out how many leaders just in the COVID situation in Africa? Four or five of them? Because they wouldn't allow their people to be injected with that shit, that bioweapon. You know, what gets me in the United States, you know, what really gets me in America, you know, we're right back to the rerun, you know, we're right back to the Biden and Trump arena. And forget the bioweapon that was warp sped. Let's just take a look at what policies he introduced. And Americans bought it. Americans are gullible as hell, just like Canadians. They bought it. They bought into this idea that he was going to stop supporting the WHO. We're not going to support the WHO. We're not going to give them any more money. Not a dime is going to go to the WHO. Remember that bullshit? Remember that? Remember? Screaming and hollering about all that. Then he turned around and gave the money to Gavi. Remember that? And who owns Gavi? Who runs Gavi? Oh, Silly Billy. Silly Billy runs Gavi. Guess what? The money went from the WHO to Gavi back to the WHO. They harmed a lot of people there with the poisonous injections. Yep. Oh, yeah. Tanzania was one of the few places that people told them to F you. The president told them to F you. And after they killed them, that even made it harder for them to try to inject the people. They just flat out said no. They killed, he was, I think, a Christian president. And they killed three other Muslim presidents. You know. It has nothing to do even with religion. It has to do that these guys actually gave a shit about their people and they were not going to allow them to be poisoned. Then the United States went over there with their LGBTQ 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bullshit and the Africans told them, go home. We will live our way. So we'll see how this is going to transpire as this keeps going down the road. You know. So, but like I said, this has been going on as well, you know. And then, okay, I think it was Setsa, he sent me a link about the food, you know, problem that we have, you know. And so he looked at all these, you know, ingredients, the magic ingredients they add to the food supply. You know, when you guys, you know, when we have rats or rodents, right, what do? We take cheese or whatever, or rat poison, and we mix into the cheese, or we mix into the peanut butter, or we mix it into the chocolate. You know, add a lot of sugar so it smells really good. It attracts them. They get all excited. They go into the trap. They eat this crap. And if the trap doesn't get them, the poison will. Well, that's exactly what they've been doing to us for the last 70 years or so. And when we're looking at all the wonderful, you know, toxins they've been putting in the food forever, right? And it's been devolving. I can't say it's been evolving. It's been devolving. We've gone from toxic waste to irradiated waste to radioactive waste to nano waste to now genetic waste, all in the food supply. It's amazing that we are not dying even faster. So when you're looking at all the health issues that are transpiring right across the board, doesn't matter where you live, Europe, Asia, Middle Asia, Far East, Near East, Middle East, Africa, Australia, New Zealand, it's everywhere. And the cancers that are here today are a direct result of the carcinogens they've been putting in the food supply for over 70 to 80 years. And now with the increased spraying in the atmosphere, the microwaving and the radiation from the toxic hit, the mRNA, biotech, the nanobiotech, people are now expiring even faster. Kids don't even have a chance to grow up. It's almost going to be impossible. The reason why a lot of us are still alive today is because of A, we got our immune system was in this compromise, and B, we're using technologies or we're using things to pull stuff out of us and disengage these things. Here. Okay, so when we're looking at all the wonderful weaponry that's been going on and how we have been targeted with this weaponry, you know, we are in a constant battle for our very existence. They have harmed a lot of people there with their poison injections. Oh yeah, that's an old message. What's going on? They're just saying hi. So now with the injections that are being put in, that's the coup de grace. Because if you don't have no immune system because your immune system has been, you know, hyper exhausted or hyper accelerated to burn out, these injections going in have absolutely no opposition. Even the DNA's immune system cannot fight this technology. Got nothing to fight with. And they got a switch that turns off the DNA. So you got a double hit here going on. So this is, again, another, I said there's another day in paradise here when you actually look at all that's been happening. So for some reason, they have been culling the herd for the last 70 years, at least 70 years, 60 years for sure that I've been alive, plus seeing all the wonderful hits they've been doing. They want to manage your health remotely, new health and ears. The health and the engineers of your health. Well, the next step, right? Okay, there's an article I got sent as well. I think that was Seth that sent it to me, showing that they're going to stop importing or exporting meat in the UK by, what was it, 2029? The Amazon clinic is now open, yeah. What's going on here? Heard, good thing I'm not livestock and flights. Yeah. Yeah, you're not gonna be able to buy meat after in the UK after 2029, I believe the date was, maybe sooner. Who knows? Get ready to get on a diet of genetically modified crickets. God only knows what will happen. They'll get in your guts and they won't die, and they'll lay eggs and all kinds of shit will happen to you, and you'll turn into a bug and start hopping around and feel the need to eat GMO corn. Oh yeah, for sure. If the UK stops it, the motherland, then yeah, the US will stop it. They'll be paying farmers not to grow cattle. You know, they'll make cattle so expensive you won't be able to afford to eat it. I would say start getting ready and getting your livestock, whether it be chickens, ducks, geese, you know, goats, sheep, whatever you can handle, wherever you're going, so that you have a steady supply of meat, because that is the number one staple you'll need. Eggs and dairy are the other ones. What's this now? Airports are closed. Okay, 229. It's the same link you sent me. All right, we got here. Drones will be the new health care experts. That one there didn't get the Moderna. Go get them, boys. Yeah. If you're allergic to shellfish, you won't eat crickets. Well, They're going to offer you soy protein, pea protein, rice protein, which is about as useless as three tits on a horse. They're going to offer you cricket protein. That'll be your meat. That's about as useless as well. You know, none of this food that they're going to bring to the population is going to be of anything. They'll have to get this population down to whatever number they're going to get it down to before they go back to eating something that's normal, if they ever go back to it. You know, because it all depends how brainwashed they are. We are lucky we can go bush and hunt. I'll be sending out. There we go. There we go. Got ice cream and honey. So this is another, you know, like I said, when we look at all these things, I don't get depressed. I don't get, I get thinking what to do now. Because people get all afraid, and when you hear me talk some of this stuff, they get all paranoid and frightened. And what are we going to do? We're going to die. Oh, whatever, you know. Yeah, we're all going to die one day. That's a given. You know, just that's a reality. We are all going to die one day. You know, today may not be the day. You know, the old Klingon saying, today is a good day to die. So is tomorrow. So is yesterday. You know, you have no control over that. You can mitigate some of the things that can kill you, though. But eventually that will come to that point. It's just be able to just accept it. So again, when we're looking at all these things that are happening now, now is how you need to start thinking and being preparing for what is not going to be here. I was talking, remember the other day, I was talking about starting your own little gig, you know, start buying things. Well, my taxi driver heard the show. She started buying nail clippers. She said, I bought 10 of them. She said, you know what? You're right. Bartering may be the only way. And you know what? There aren't going to be many nail clippers floating around. So she's already started. I can share the recipe. Super easy. Okay, there you go. She's going to share recipes. Uh-huh. Africa, roll and rising edge of Antarctica created a massive void where water rushed in and bounced back. 837 feet current picked up the wall of water and are now directing it north after ellipse. Okay. Oh, really? There are jobs that are advertising for now. Sensor operation, sensor numbers. This is the Walmart cream already contains cricket milk. Read the label. Oh, boy. We got here. Signature reduction officers are the new jabs. Signature reduction? Okay, what is that? I'm not sure what that is. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Okay. Like I said, we're seeing a lot of things happening. So when you look at these, I got some documents here. Some, you know, if you click on them, they may open up. I put a link under one. And like I said, this is where it's continuing to go. You know, the idea of resonance isn't going to stop with what they just did with the fake trajectory bullshit, the fake ellipse, or, you know, the frequency transmitter that they pumped out there. Okay, what we're looking at, okay, with resonance, is all the things that they have been propagating and promoting and exploiting, the effect is going to continue to go on long after we're all dead. Well, most of us will be, because that resonance is going to keep on going and going and going. It's like dropping a big rock in a puddle of water and watching the waves just keep on going and going and going for like 5 or 10 minutes. Same idea. Okay, when we're looking at water, okay, Fire Medic did a video on water. And he's boiling water. Okay, boiling water. Canada asks for crisis action. F flag to come, false flag to come. Okay. We have a signature frequency they want to reduce. Yeah. Back on here, accidentally left StreamYard. We'll pin after. Okay. When we're looking at all the the resonance of all this stuff happening, right? And we're looking at water. Okay, Biomedic 8 did a video on water. Now, that's not distillation. That's just boiling, just so we have we understand what distillation is. Distillation is boiling water and then collecting the steam. The steam is what is the distilled water. So he's boiling water. And this was a good video because everybody thinks by boiling water, you are going to kill pathogens. Well, when you boil the water and took a sample out, you see nothing but nanotechnology all in the water. Okay? All in the water. So boiling water is not going to be enough. And he's showing you this through the video. I was on Zoom Geoengineering Canada. Atlanta Freeland was a guest. Lee from Climate Viewer, she showed several of your pictures with full discredit to you, said to say hi. Okay, cool. Yeah. I stay in touch with her when I can. I don't have any biases or any prejudices toward her whatsoever. I think I've often said she's head and shoulders above everybody when it comes to this technology. She has, nobody can touch what she's saying. And she's been showing very clearly and succinctly that we have technology up in the atmosphere, which might be causing the global warming by induction. You know, when you're creating a magnetic field or amplifying a magnetic field, you are going to create heat. And I think that's where this whole bullshit is coming from, because they're covering up their tech with the heat that they're creating from the magnetic field that they're inducing. So they are developing app for seeing chemtrails. Okay, cool. Do you use tap water? I think he used tap water. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what water you use. If you boil water, it isn't going to be enough to remove the debris and shit that's in the water. You have to filter it some way, somehow, or you have to distill it, or you have to reverse osmosis, or you may have to do both. You may have to run a reverse osmosis and then boil it and then collect the steam. The steam is what you want to collect. Exactly. The water, why raw are heating only the... Well, yeah, destroys the bonds. It didn't even destroy the bonds, Karen. If you look at the boiling water, and when he boils the water, it doesn't even destroy the bonds. They're still attached. The fullerenes are still constructed. Yeah, what destroyed the bonds, after he boiled the water, he poured peracetic acid in there, and it pretty well broke everything up. All the shit went right down to the very bottom of the container. So that's how powerful peracetic acid is. And I did a thing in the last show talking about a guy who had made a comment, a derogatory comment about peracetic acid. Apparently, you know, he doesn't know how to read or observe correctly. I assume the massive neutrino array called Ice Cube in Antarctica could do the same. What are you referring to? I must have missed something here. Hold on. Let me go back here. Where are we talking here? Am I missing something? Where do you go? There are jobs. Oh, no, that's something else. To make a peracetic acid, you use white vinegar or plain vinegar. Don't use any vinegar at all that has whatever. If it's not distilled, don't bother with it. If it's not been distilled, all that bullshit about the mother, that's bullshit. That's total bullshit. You don't need it. You know, your gut has acetic acid in it. Okay, it doesn't need the mother, doesn't need any of that shit. I think myself personally, that was another hijacking. There might be some research on to say what it's supposed to do, but in all reality, if you're just using plain vinegar, it's going to even help you digest your system. You might even break down fat. The peracetic acid, just basically a peroxide. I think the vinegar peroxide ratio is 2-1, and then you add it to your water. So he poured a bottle of this stuff in the water, and the shit just broke up, you know, completely broke up. Was saving this. Okay. Okay. We got going on here. Okay. That was a great Zoom meeting. Okay. Okay. Oh, you went to it. All right. Setso went to it. Okay. What's going on? FM8 was saving this. Yep. So 5%. You can go as high as you want with it. I mean, the water is what's going to determine your ratio. So if you're using 100 mils, then if you're using a 2-to-1 ratio, I guess it would depend on your. Well, if you're putting, let me see here. If you're putting 2 ounces of vinegar and 1 ounce of peroxide, that's 30 mils. Or sorry, 60. That's 90 mils. So your ratio would be, if you, depending on what you want to do, it's 90 mils. So if you put the water would have to be 1.5 times, I believe. Okay, I was going to use pickling vinegar at 7%. You know, as long as it's clear and as long as it's distilled, use it. They do have an apple cider vinegar that's distilled, but there's going to be impurities in that vinegar. So there's going to be more impurities in that than just using acetic acid. And you can buy, you can go to labvalley.com and you can buy a 99% acetic acid pure. So all you do with that, the simplest way to ratio that is you can use ratio the vinegar as strong as you want. So if you're using 1 liter, 1,000 mils, well then just again, make your 5%. Or 10%. So either using 50 mils to 950 mils of water or using 100 mils to 900 mils of water to get your 10%. So you can make it as strong as you like, you know. And again, your peroxide, you can use your 3%, you can use your 6%, you know, whichever way you want to go. But when you watch the video, you can see where boiling water is not enough. It will not break some of those. You see the strands all over the place. And not just the strands are all over the place. You got all kinds of shit in there too that you're like, what's, because again, the water filtration systems, a lot of them cannot filter out even birth control. So for all of you guys that want to make sure you have safe sex, drink the water. You won't get pregnant. You just won't get pregnant. Just all you gotta do is drink the water. You can use food grade if you want, but you'll have to, again, you'll have to reduce it. Okay, you'll have to reduce it. So you may, I mean, with the food grade, you can make a 3%, you can make a 6%, you can make a 12%, whatever way you want to go, you know. So, but like I said, for all you guys that are worried about getting pregnant because you're having intercourse, drink the water. You'll be protected. Say sex doesn't exist. There's always consequences. Yeah, it's called alimony. Yeah. I played that on the last show, the thing with Dave Chappelle when he talks about marriage. It's a bad contract. Nobody should sign it. It's a bad contract. He points that out very, very, very strongly. And it is a bad contract. My Berkey water was leaving a lot of set in my kettle. Stays clean with my distillery. Yeah. As for MSM sulfur, you could do that too. That's another way. The sulfur may actually have a lot more binding or grabbing agent, so it should further separate it from the water. What's the distiller do you have? I used to have a Polar Bear one. It was a 3-gallon distiller, but I left that in Windsor. I left all my shit in Windsor. I could scream. Anyway, anyone that will, I mean, they come in all different ranges now. You can buy 5-gallon for about, they're not cheap anymore either. They're like about $1,100. When I bought mine years ago, I paid like $350 for it. I really liked the H2 Lab countertop distiller. Okay. If, as long as it separates the water from the steam and you're collecting the steam, that's what you're looking for. Let's see what we got here. I thought you gave on being, a bride. Okay. And how do you marry in the eyes of God? Well, back in the Old Testament, old fashioned, marriage was a very simple procedure. You had a party. You went into the tent. She was a virgin when she went in. When she came out, she was your wife. That's how that works. You know, as far as the eyes of God is concerned, as far as I can figure anyway, it has nothing to do with the laws of man. You know, that you'd have to be suicidal to get to go through that bullshit. I went through that bullshit. I would never do that again. That was the most expensive education I have ever paid for. You know, I realized that watching Eric's video, I love the same. I have the same story. Okay. So I think we'd have to really reevaluate that whole, what's it mean to be married? I would never go into a church or into a Justice of the Peace. Not today. If you go into a church, you still have to sign a marriage license. Why would I want to do that? Why would the church ordain that? That's in my mind stupid. So, no, you know, you want to have a contract with the woman or the guy you're with, fine, you make a contract with them. But don't have it, don't go through the system unless you need to notarize it. But once you start playing with that, holy fuck, you're going to get screwed. There would be no way today I would even think of that. I think I like one that doesn't use, all you got to do is, okay, for that, get a propane heater that can boil water. You may go through a lot of propane, you know, that's the only difference. But put your pot. Okay, what I did, I made one once. What I did was I took a teapot. I got a reducer, put it inside the hole of the pot, put the pipe inside the reducer. So I went from 1 inch into a narrow whatever. I sealed it with a towel. I ran the pipe about 3 feet away into a glass 1 gallon jar. That took 12 hours to distill, by the way. But it did work. It did distill. And if you want to increase the volume, put ice packs around the tube. That will keep the pipe chilled so that it will condensate more of the steam. You don't lose as much, but you can do, it can be done. It doesn't take, matter of fact, if you got a Fresno lens, Tony from Toronto. Okay. Hey, if you guys have a Fresno lens, a big enough Fresno lens, all you would need is a glass jar. You put your dirty water in one glass jar, have a lid, a light lid, have a hose running to another glass jar, aim the laser at the water. That will vaporize the water, transferring the vapor from the one jar to a condensated water into another jar. That water will be perfectly clean. You can do it that way too. And that'll have the UV effect as well. That's another way of doing it. All you need is a Fresnel lens. Probably about a 3 foot Fresnel lens will do it. And you gotta be careful with that, because the Fresnel lens will cut through that glass. It will literally crack or sear the silica. So you have to modulate the beam so that it doesn't break the glass, but you can do it that way too. And it takes seconds, probably a couple minutes, and you got distilled water, you know. So there are ways to do it. You can use a parabolic mirror, same thing. There's a point when the sun hits the parabolic reflector, there's a point that comes out about 2 feet away. At that point, you have a laser or a high-powered frequency device. Same thing. You could put that and target whatever glass container you want or a metal, but if you hit the metal, you may get some of the metal transfer over. You hit that, And it will do the same thing. It will create a vaporizing effect of the water, and it will turn that water into steam and steam back into water. So there are ways around it. There are ways you can do it, you know. Okay, if you got a wood stove, same thing. Fill it up with wood. That will burn. That should burn long enough. You know, if you've got a wood stove and you're in an area where it's cold, you know, like I said, depending how hot you stoke the stove and the tea kettle pot you're using or a bucket, or you can even use, if you want, you can even use a pressure cooker. And where the release valve is, okay, you would replace the release valve and put a brass fitting there with a nipple that you can put a hose into so that the steam will have someplace to go. You know, you can even do that. You can do it with copper, like coil the copper even. You know, I have a Fresnel lens from the old big. Yeah, I was trying to find one. You know, I was looking at these big, you know, 50-inch TVs they used to have, and they, you know, no, it's just the way it worked. You know, I was looking for one, and they changed them. They had this plastic says no, you know. But anyway, no, if I could find an old TV, probably about 30 years old, they had all those Fresnel lenses in there. You know, if you find those type of TVs that, you know, way back, probably 80s, 90s, they had those Fresnel lenses. You get that out, you got yourself a toy. You know, you got yourself a homemade laser. Even a flashlight will, going through there, could do some damage. You know, so these are things that, you know, you can utilize. If I could find a place where I can, you know, that they had them, I would buy four or five of them, you know. Because I got small ones here. I got one here. It's about, 8 inches by 4 or 5 inches, you know. And it's good for me to do, to magnify. Sometimes I can't see the print, so I can't imagine. I can't see the freaking print. It must be getting ancient. But yeah, get a Fresnel lens or a parabolic bowl. And you can make a parabolic bowl. All you need to do with that, basically, from what I saw on YouTube, it's pretty simple. You create a bowl, and you get those aluminum sheets, and you put an adhesive around it, and you draw the air out and have this thing smooth as you can be and as tight as you can be. There's a guy that actually showed you how to build one. And if those parabolic bowls, they can be 1.5 feet, 2 feet. Then you can carry them, set them up. You know, 5 minutes, you can cook a steak pretty much. You hit the steak just right. Whoop! I don't think you'd have to worry about nano. You would laser that thing to death. Meow. So, but yeah, these are things you can carry around. They're light and they're lightweight. I think as a Fresnel, or maybe not because it's plastic. So is that not one? Yeah, if they're plastic, they're fine. It's how they layered the glass or the lens, right? That's what gives it the ability to magnify the way it does. So yeah, if you can find, you know what, Suze, if you can find a shitload of those, you got them and start selling them, you'll make money. Hell, I'll buy one from you. Because I couldn't find them at the time. But yeah, if you can find an old electronic place that is throwing shit away, you know, if you can find yourself an old TV, even the old fashioned, remember the old fashioned color TVs that had a little knob on the side, dunk, 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 every time you had to change it, you know, whatever. Those old TVs had them too. You know, that's why they told you to stay 6 feet away from a television because the lens was magnifying the radiation. That's what I mean. It comes from these old televisions. Just because I don't need anyone doesn't mean I wouldn't consider the right one. I pray you'll find the right one. Okay, thanks for that. Very kind of you. I don't mind either way. Okay. So, okay, these guys are still talking about marriage. Obviously, they didn't pay for an expensive education like I did. There are Fresnel lenses on you. Yeah, I've seen them too, but they're not cheap. You know, like I said, if you can have access to an old electronic shop where the guy's got old TVs that they're going to throw away, jump on it. Just jump on it. Yeah. You know, countertop. Okay. So again, you know, I would, yeah, hop on it. I had friends of mine that went through that educational course 2 and 3 times, and they've been destitute ever since. As I learned my lesson the first time. I think people still have this idea that money grows on trees. I don't know where they got that idea from, unless they've got an apple orchard or an olive orchard or, you know, an orange orchard or a lemon orchard, maybe. But generally speaking, it doesn't come easy. You know, never does. And it always takes time. More time than you have. It's always the case. Let's see where we're at here. Holy cow. We've already got an hour. Imagine that. Okay. So then there was a guy that was explaining about the anti-nano triangle, and I was reading another Substack of a handler that was handling Gwen Scott. I really didn't have a whole lot of. He wasn't very popular with me. I had an opinion. I'll just leave it at that. I had one of those opinions that, you know, I vocalized it many a time. And I'm learning. Yeah, there you go. On that one. Yeah. So anyway, he wrote all this bullshit down. I'm reading this and I couldn't believe the gullibility and the stupidity that I was reading, or ignorance, I shouldn't say, and gullibility, I guess that was, but ignorance, total ignorance, total stupid, and not really seeing anything, doesn't want to see nothing, you know, and has an institution on top of that. And usually when you get an institution going on, people that are committed to these institutions are not all up there, you know, they're just a little bit gone, just a wee bit. Anyway, he wrote a bunch of stuff. And it's ironic how I read that, you call it synchronicity or whatever you want to call it, or perfect timing or whatever, that I read this and then I was able to, this show came about sort of on its own, and I put it all together the way I did it anyway. And anyway, you see in this one video, okay, the water with pure acetic acid and what it's doing, how it works. The next video you see is somebody who had used a triangle that apparently had an infection all the way into the hip, and they thought she was going to lose her leg. And after, I forget how long she used this thing, the triangle, all of a sudden the infection cleared up, the scab was gone. You'll be able to see it. He does the talk from the beginning to about the 832, 835 mark. So that's where he gets into the explanation. So it's about 8.5 minutes where he talks about triangle. So you'll have at your disposal another testimony about the effects and the healing effects of this triangle, the healing effects of the pure acetic acid, the healing effects of all the things that when these experts, I have to call them experts, they don't know shit. But they're experts because they get paid for not knowing shit. See, the term expert means you get paid for what you do. And they don't know what they're doing and they're getting paid for it. This is so they're qualified. They qualify as an expert. They're experts. So when I listen to these experts, the one thing that I notice with all these experts, they don't have any real solutions. No solution. They're not solution orientated. What they are orientated to do is treat. They just treat. They want to treat you. They want to charge you for a treatment. That's what they want to do. They don't want to resolve anything. See, I have a different mindset. See, I got this Mediterranean background. And Mediterraneans don't have a whole lot of tolerance or patience. I had to learn that as time has gone on. And I haven't really acquired that much. I got to be honest with you. I've lost most of it. The older you get, the less tolerant you become. But anyway, so my thing is to fix you or to help you get results the first time. I don't want to see you again for the same thing unless you really do something dumb and go back to something. Then when you come back, I'm going to charge you double for my consultations because that's just the way I work. My brain works that way. If you apparently it didn't cost you enough or hurt you enough to make you do it the right way. So the second time you come see me for the same problem, I'm going to really hit you harder. This is going to cost you amount of money, and you're going to say, what? Because now the lesson will stick. I find that sometimes I try to really work with people who can't afford, and I try to keep my price down as much as I can. For the longest time, I had a super low price, and then I had to go up. It's just what cost of everything went up. I had to go up. So I try to do it right the first time. I'm looking at giving you a solution, not a treatment. I don't want to treat you. I may like you as a friend. I may like you as a person, whatever, but I don't want you in my life all the time. I want you to be free, healthy. You want to maintain a friendship. That's great too. But I want you to be able to go live your life. I don't want to live your life. I want you to live your life. That's how I see it. That's how I roll. So these people that want to treat you, these are the experts. These are the experts that want to perpetuate a money stream, which I understand you want to stream money in. We all do. It's part of being in business. And I get that. But I don't want to keep streaming the same person over and over and over again. I want to see you on your way. I want to see you healthy and living. That's what you should have. Now, when you get somebody who's got absolutely nothing to offer you, has had more than enough time to figure something out. I've been at this for 15 years. I came up with 4 or 5 things, plus all the other remedies, just in the tech part of it, plus other remedies that I've come up with over the years. And you got a guy that doesn't have a solution, nothing? Something's wrong. Then you got someone that talks about they got some kind of skill in the medical field and offers absolutely nothing. Products, something's wrong. Big Pharma business model is to have everyone as customers for life. Well, I don't mind having customers come back, have other issues or whatever. But, when you're dealing with issues and you're dealing with something that sometimes some of the issues are intense, because they've been allowed to break down for a long period of time. But you don't want to really, I don't want to bleed anybody. I'm not interested in bleeding anybody. I don't want to be doing that. I want to give you your stuff, have you get fixed, and you're on your way. Now, if something else comes up, you have a family member, that's different. If you come back to me because you went right back to doing what you shouldn't have been doing, I went back and started eating bread. I broke out with all these fibers. Okay, well, you know what you got to do. It's going to cost you this much now. Sometimes people make mistakes. I get it. And I don't mind helping people correct their mistakes. But if once you get over something, or once you figure out something, or once you have something, then the idea is, you are free. Go live. That's how it should be. We got here. You are the kind and generous with your knowledge. So most of them are blood sucking leeches just after your money. Well, I find it, my thing about the experts, they will attack what they don't know. They've attacked the triangle. They've attacked his technology. All of them seem to have to be an expert, have an expertise in knowing nothing about how these things actually work. They think they're a PEMF. You know, I let them think what they want. But again, and the interesting thing is not one of these experts has ever asked me how these things actually work. They have never asked. Yet they'll come out here with their bullshit and their horseshit and their lies and their manipulations. And I sit there and listen to them. And I think, you idiot. But I find then too what happens sometimes. You get people that are showing you this is working. All the fluff and guff and bullshit that these people talk, you know, it's like, okay. You know, who do you believe? You believe a guy who's got a certificate, a PhD in nothing? You believe a medical practitioner that hasn't remedied anybody? They just keep treating these people and never, ever fix them? Or do you believe something that actually works? So that's the big dilemma today. People will see something that actually works and still go to a doctor. I'm going to die. I'm going to a doctor. Doctor, doc, give me a pill. Give me more pills. Pills, give me more. That kind of thing. Experts, or are they parasites? Well, they are an expert. Okay. The definition of an expert, the real definition of an expert, is somebody who practices or is paid for what they know. Or pay for what they do. That's what the definition. It has nothing to do with your certification. Has nothing to do with a degree. Has nothing to do with anything. The term expert means you're being paid for either what you know or what you do. Well, they don't do shit, and they're getting paid for it. And they don't know anything, and they're getting paid for it. So they're experts. But yeah, that's a parasitical expert for sure. Do you pre-filter before distilling? To lengthen internal fiber life. Who are you talking to now? Not sure what. Do you pre-filter? No, I don't see why you would need to if you're going to distill. You can if you want to. Some people do. Some people will run the water through reverse osmosis to get out as much as they can through that process, and then they'll turn around and distill the rest of it. So, I mean, I leave that up entirely to you. How clean you want your water, I guess, is what it boils down to, and how much time you have. I use Arbor water, which I get at local health food store, which has a machine I have not tried using with MSM just yet. It will create more sediment on the bottom of the distill. Well, I was talking to Fire Medic 8. We did an interview, and he was saying that the RO systems do not filter out. Or distilled water does not filter out plastics, and the RO system doesn't filter out certain things either. So you got two filters. Now, they both will filter out about 95% of the debris. But you can get it cleaner if you've got the time. Now, the other thing you can do is you can test your distilled water. The meter doesn't work. Those TDS meters don't work with these systems because they don't pick up on the plastic. I believe it was in the RO system too. So again, you can do both. You can you can run them through the RO system, and then you can run them through, or then you can do your distillation. You know, nothing says you can't. You might have less water by the time you get done, because whatever sediment's in the water is dispersing the volume. So you may find that you'll have a little less. Lab states that the distillers do filter out microplastics and nanoplastics. Okay, well, look at that video of his. We'll have to look at, well, again, sometimes these labs, I like to see more than one lab validate that, if that's really true. I knew, I up until I had that interview with him, I was under the impression that distilled water removes about 95% of contamination. And so did the RO systems, because those are the only two that I advocated. I don't advocate anything else. This nano throws a monkey wrench in things. It really does. So send me the lab report. Let me take a look at it. I'll do a little hunting to see what's really up and down with that. I always assume the same thing, but again, with this technology, and I think with the volume of the tech that we're exposed to now, it may have reached the saturation point, even with the rainwater. So it's quite possible that it's just too much for it to, one distillation may not be enough. You may have to do a double. That's quite possible. All right, let me get back here. 99.9% removal of distilled water is FMH video boiling question. Well, okay, but boiling water is not distillation. Okay, boiling water is not distillation. Haven't yet heard if there are grades of sodium thiosulfate. Yes, SDS. Yes. Yeah. Well, they're usually about 99.5 and 99.9, and they come into two forms. They come into a flake form and powdered form. So, unflavored one, Amazon, £2, $70, but also £20. When you're looking at the when you're looking at the content, look and see what the percentage is. You know what? Well, how they're rating them. FM8. What? He got. He had. I only saw. I didn't see that part. All I saw was the boiling part. He had the information on his site. Is that what you're saying? Okay. So, is that what you're saying, that he has that information on the water from the labs? Is that what you're saying? Now you got me confused. What are you saying? Okay, let me see here. Where are we at? Okay, and I want to also point out here, being taxed to death, with the carbon tax, and Tom McDonald does a little ditty where he states that the New York Post is now saying that carbon tax is a tax on people that breathe carbon. Who else has been saying that? No, not Infocom Labs. Else you discuss is including. Yeah. Okay. Let me take a look here. See if I got it. I think I downloaded it. Gaddafi. What the hell is this one? Part A. Try to find it. I thought I downloaded the damn thing. Maybe it's water contamination. Okay, let me see if this is it. So I got it here. Oh, no, that's the wrong one. Okay. So the weather. These things wind up all over the place sometimes. What's this one? Nope. Oh, what the heck? I know I downloaded. Give me a second here. I got to find it. I thought I downloaded the thing here. Where is it? Let me see here. Taking a walk on the wild side. No. Okay. It was on Twitter. Was it on Twitter? No. Instagram, I think. No. Nope. It's a Gaddafi thing. Nope.
Hey guys,
that's the water thing. Well, for some reason it disappeared. I don't know why it disappeared. It's one of those moments that make you kind of think your computer is possessed. Sometimes I think that because this shit disappears on me all the time. I think I got it from Old Fashioned. She sent it to me. Let me see here. See if I can find it. So maybe I still got it up somewhere here. Nope. Okay. Well, I guess I don't have it. It was pretty good video. Was it church, Twitter, Instagram? Let me see here. History. Okay, let me see here. I'm trying to find this. I'm trying. No, I guess I can't find it. It was funny. I'll try to find it again. I know it's in the email somewhere. But he makes a comment about, you know, he has an opinion. And his opinion primarily basically was, if you're, you know, one of these people that has the to do your due diligence in regarding to the carbon tax stuff. Put on this bag. It was a plastic bag that he told everyone. Well, here it is. Let's see if I can get it here. Let me know if you can hear this. Let's see if I can. Give me a minute. I'll have it downloaded so you can hear it. I found it. He cracks me up sometimes. He's got a Canadian attitude about things, you know, which is okay because I do too. It's just one of those, you know, moments that we have when we see something so ridiculously stupid that you just can't help but comment about stupidity. You know, give me a second here. I'll download it. Oh, come on. Here we go. Download.
Human.
Okay, let me know if you can hear it.
Humans may be fueling global warming by breathing. Okay, could all the people who wanted the paper straws wrapped in plastic, can you stand up, please? Okay, hold your breath. All the people who identify as French toast or whatever and watch CNN, you can hold your breath too. And if you can't hold your breath for long enough, you can just trade in your old paper mask for one of these new plastic ones. Because, you know, I'm not that big on the environment, but I'm down to save the planet. One idiot at a time.
Yeah. I have to agree with him. One idiot at a time. Mm. I'm all for saving the planet one idiot at a time. I don't know why you would want to go one idiot at a time. See, I think the whole conscription idea, they're going to retrofit the new military with new stuff. Anyway, I have some ideas. But anyway, I digress. Well, it's I think life today is absurd. None of us are living. Yeah, I was talking to Vanessa, another gal from Alberta that I talked with. She's, you know, we're about the same generation. I said we shouldn't be fighting this war. We shouldn't be having to fight this war. We should be on a beach somewhere, half naked, drinking brandy on a hammock, straw hat, enjoying a barbecue. Instead, We're in this. And I told, we're talking today about that. I said, you know, what happens when our generation is gone? How many are going to be left to continue the fight? Who knows? You know, according to the Alphabet Soup crowd, to Ukraine was his last video. Yeah, well, I to remove the to remove the mines. But isn't there, but the thing that gets me about that is Prime Minister is one of them. He doesn't know what he is either. I don't know what I am. You know, so I kind of find that ironic a little bit, you know. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? All right, let me play some of the stuff here because we've got a couple minutes here. So I'll play some of the things I downloaded. Some of them you might find funny, some you may not. What's this one? Let me see here. That's the harp day. You won't get anything out of that. Let's see. Well, I'll play this Dave Chappelle. So you can, this is a little humorous, you know, lighten up. It may not be, it's just take it for what it is. It's just humor. But he's making a point here, too. This is one other reason why I'm playing this. Okay, here we go. Let me know.
I'm talking about being legally married. It's not that you're gay as much as just legal marriage is a fucking diabolical leverage game in the United States. I'm just being honest. Devoid of religious significance or the idea of love, marriage is nothing but an awful contract that you shouldn't sign. Just being real. Because you start out loving each other, and then like 2 years later, you're just building a case against one another for a hypothetical court date that may or may not ever happen. You throw being gay on top of that, that shit is explosive.
Well, that's true. You know, that's how it's been in North America as a whole. You know, the marital institution is basically an institution of whose head is going on the guillotine. And the other one will pay so that their head doesn't roll. That's usually what happens. So anyway, but that was that. Now we'll get to something a little more serious. I know some of you may get offended, and I know some of you hold marriage in a high end, and I respect marriage, but what we have in North America is not marriage. What we have is basically a legal document that incorporates two people and tethers them to a government agency. And if it doesn't work out, all hell breaks loose and you lose everything. So it's insane. Same on alert, San Francisco. Okay. So let me get into the next one. This is about the... that was Gaddafi. That's too long. I think this is a triangle one. Okay, here we go. Let me know if you can hear it.
I will always use regularly to optimize my health to prevent having health issues related to synthetic biology. Now, the synthetic biology has got to get its energy from somewhere. So I believe this stuff's hijacking our natural biology's electricity. And someone presented the results of blood voltage measurements, which they said dropped by an average of 47% amongst 8 subjects, half vaxxed and half not, if I remember correctly. Unfortunately, I...
Oh, that was it? Huh, okay, I guess that was it. Something happened there. I don't know what happened. It's supposed to have been longer. But anyway, he was expressing about the use of the triangle. But if you watch it's posted. It starts from very beginning to about the 8-minute mark, 8:35 or something like that. He gets into an explanation about the whole triangle and what happened with the woman, so forth. It's a trade-off. I'm unable to clear the horse stable stall weekly. I just avoid people so I don't have that problem sending the alpha soup crowd to Ukraine. Yeah. Okay, so let me go back here. Love courting versus contract wedding, 3-party government, women lose their rights. So do the men. men don't have any rights in that either. Not North America anyway. The whole idea that you have rights in a marriage, you don't. Once you sign that contract with the government, because that's what you're essentially doing, is signing a contract that incorporates you with the government. You both parties lose their rights because now the government controls that marriage. Thanks for the San Andreas Fault news. Okay. It's a suicide. It's a suicide contract for anybody who doesn't know anything about it. And I would tell people today, you know, before you decide to sign that contract, you better read how you're going to get out of that contract if something should go wrong. That would stop a lot of this. But we don't read that. See, well, we get this Walt Disney fairy tale about marriage. And life has a way of creating problems in your marriage. The woman you meet today, 10 years from now, will not be the same woman. And the guy you meet today is not going to be the same guy you're going to be in 10 years. You're going to grow. Things are going to change. Whether your love will bind you together through that, all that is, who knows? You know, it's a crapshoot. But when you're, if something goes wrong, and that's the part of the contract nobody reads, because that's how they've set it up in order to cause utter destruction for both men and the women. Bigger losers are the children. Men, women lose their trust or actually being dissolved internationally. Yep. Well, everybody loses. There's no winner. There's no winner in the divorce on any level. Kids get wiped. They think it's their fault. The males have to pay an extraordinary amount of funds that it's ridiculous. The women lose whatever autonomy they have. It's a complete utter submission destruction system that they've got. By the time you're done going through the system, there's nothing left, period. Here's an example of what's not to do. My dad has been drunk all his life, but he got worse. The example, exactly. This is, and doing blood type RH and who people are to even mate with, tribe law still exists. But whatever, that may be true, but I will say this. We have a lot of things in place that are not being enacted upon. Whether it's yes or no, up or down, the fact of the matter is that is not happening. And you got people getting involved with each other that are getting involved for the wrong reason from the word get-go. You know, it's not, sometimes it's not even about marriage, it's about position, about power. So, I mean, like I said, that whole dynamic, the way it's set up, it's designed to destabilize and to basically wipe you out, you know, take you out, make you more, not vulnerable, but dependent, despondent. It's all very sad. Most people don't know what love actually is, not truly. Depends. Old fashioned, it depends. Depends what you believe. If you believe the TV version, well, no. That's just a hunt. That's all that is. Like I said, there are so many things that get in the way of marriage today. The only reason a lot of people stay married today, in Canada and the US anyway, is because of financial. Because of the destitution and the desolation that creates if you go through it. A lot of guys stay married so they don't wind up getting wiped out. A lot of women stay married because they don't want to get wiped out. That's the only reason why a lot of them last. It's not because they're there because they love. And then most of those marriages are so, you know, the infidelity in those marriages are unbelievable. They'll bang anybody kind of thing. You have to have the same foundational principles. That doesn't work all that well either. the forces that are on you when you are in that state is unbelievable. You have no idea the pressure you go through, or the things that happen. Some of the things that happen, you shake your head and you look at yourself like, "How? What's it? Why is this happening?" But there are forces that come on top to come to destroy you in a marriage. So, like I said, most people have to be able to see through that. Best just to stay broke. Well, there's always a catch to everything. Doesn't matter what you think. There's always a catch. If you got it, if you don't got it, there's either the one end where you're in charge or the other end where you're being suppressed. You know, it's just how it works. There's no fairness in the system. Yeah, pretty much. It's usually about control, fear of loneliness. I don't know if fear of loneliness is the, maybe, possibly. Well, I know, yeah, I guess there is some of that. I got a brother that's married, and he can't be alone. I don't know why, but he can't be alone. Anyway, but everyone's different. But anyway, I wanted to play that. I was going to play the other thing. Apparently, it cut off. It didn't record it correctly. That was the Substack's view of recording. It's a good place, but there's some things they need to iron the bugs out. So what's going on here? Should have been taught telegony, who to breed, mate with animals to humans. Offsprings can inherit the characters of a previous mate of the female parent. Thus, the child and woman might partake. I have told people know when they want to have open relationships. I told them, I'm not the person for you. Bye-bye. Okay. Best just to stay okay. I really don't know any answers to this. I can't give any solutions to this one because I don't have any. I think the best thing you can do, my opinion, live your life. That's the best thing you can do. I don't know for sure. Like I said, I do know this, though. This I can say. I would never, ever, 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 ever get involved in the system's version of marriage. Never again. That would ever happen. It's the devastation took 20 years to recover from. And I'm still not fully recovered from it. So, but it takes a long time to bounce back. It has such a devastating, destructive force if it goes south. So, if someone asked me, you know, would they get married in the church? I said, I wouldn't. You do what you want. But because it's no different, whether it's a church, a temple, whatever, you're signing some legal document that basically labels you as a herd, part of a herd, part of a stock, a number, an ID, and you are now a corporation. And that's how they look at it here. So, like I said, I would never in a million years ever would wish that on anybody. And if you are going to get married, this is my opinion. Okay. Again, I have no answers for you on this one because everyone's got a theory. Whether those theories work or not is another story. You know, if they work, great. Then you got something that has a substance. If it's just a theory, doesn't work, you're back to square one. But the thing I would tell everybody is before you get married, you better read the marital license agreement and the contract that gets involved as to what happens if something goes wrong and you decide to go for divorce. That's the documents you should be reading. Those are the documents you should be looking at. No longer is a real man or woman a corpse, yeah. So read that document. Don't read the document, $100 and you get to say I do and happy married ever. Don't read the other doc. The other document is what you should be reading. And some of you might be saying that's being negative. No, that is telling you the reality of what this system will do to you. And you need to be aware of that. Everybody, both sides need to be aware of that. Read that document. What is involved in these situations if something goes wrong and you go through a divorce? That's the documents you should be reading. Celeste reported in the U.S. if you live alone, the government is going to deem you mentally ill because of your aloneness. Well, I guess I must be loaded with mental issues then. I prefer the quiet. I get to think and I get to develop things and do things. You know, to have a partner, like I said, you'd have to be talking to each other, really talking to each other. You keep the horseshoes, definitely best idea. It was usually about control for prenup. Prenup doesn't work all the time either. You know, I would suggest don't even go that route either. If you're going to sign a contract to each other, you sign a contract, but don't bring that into the court if you're going to go through a divorce. Some judges don't even acknowledge those prenups. So you might want to have, like I said, an agreement, a contractual agreement with each other. I wouldn't call it a prenup, though. All right, I'm running out of time here, and I got talking about marriage. Like I said, I don't have any answers, and so I'm not paid to marriage counsel. Two actions take before Bill C-368 goes to second reading in 2 days. Bill 368. I got to see what the hell that is now. Shit. Another fucking bill. Oh, my gosh. Our laws here are different to the U.S. Well, I'm sure they might be, but I'll bet you any money it's the same thing, just done a little differently. California law and Ontario law are pretty much identical when it comes to devastating a couple, destroying the people. Anyway, I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Follow what he's saying. Read it for yourself. Can't emphasize that enough. Look at these things correctly. Don't look at them from some sort of religiosity or some sort of TV evangelical or some churchology. Read it for what it is and pay attention to the details. The Substack is going to be up soon. excuse me. I have all the stuff on there and all the links. If you guys want to stick around and get, you know, have a come to the StreamYard before you guys take off. I better put this in there. Hold on. excuse me. Getting assaulted by technology. In Ontario, our government considers the unjabbed mentally unstable. Man, you're alone. If you're alone, you're unstable. mentally unstable. If you don't got the jab, you're unstable. You know what? I think they got the definition wrong on the wrong people. Anyway, so the Substack will be up. Guys want to stick around, there's the link in the Rumble channel. Let's see if I go to the see if there's a thing here. Let's see, is there a place to put it here? They don't have any place to put it here. Oh, shit. You got to be kidding me. Oh, wait. Right here. Here it goes. It's also in the Twitch. So if you're in the Twitch, I've also put it there. See here. Wait. I don't have the... Shit. I don't have the thing there. I got it. Oh, what a pain in the ass. Okay. So it's not in Twitch. It won't let me post. But anyway... See if I can put it in Twitter. No. What the hell happened here? Here we go. Okay, right there. So if you're in Twitter, it's there too. So the StreamYard link is in all three of these or two of these things. So I'll have to figure out Twitch after a while. So what I can do maybe, I'll put it here as well. Fashion, are you still in Twitch? If you are, can you post the link in the Twitch so if anybody wants to come into the room, they can after the show. You're more than welcome to come to the StreamYard, get together, get to know each other, say hi, you know, talk, chat. You know, used to call this term fellowship, but I don't like being that technical. So be sociable. Be sociable. All righty, I think we're done. Let's see here. We go. Agreed. Thanks, Tony. Great show. Good night. Okay. Let's see. All right. So again, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you. What's today? Today is what? I don't know what today is. Wednesday. So we'll see you Friday, 8 p.m. Mountain. I'll try to get the right links on next time. Shit. I couldn't believe that happened. All right. Talk to you in a bit.